Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of the Raw Talks podcast with me and Simba. We are live here today from the farm, from Living with the Spirit, our Abundant Lifestyle Transformation Center here in Chiang Mai, where we help people to overcome any physical, emotional or spiritual blockages that's standing in their way for personal, emotional, and financial freedom. And yeah, so who do we have on today, Simba?
Yeah, so today we have Warren Whitfield with us, who is the teacher that I'm working with in NADA. And I'm going to allow Warren to talk about, you know, who you are and what this amazing method is that I'm learning. Because I can talk about it from my point of view, but I know you can do it so much better. So I'm actually going to hand it over to you, Warren.
Hi, I'm Warren Whitfield, and I'm the founding chairperson of the National Acupuncture Detoxification Association in South Africa. I was very privileged to study in New York under the original founders of NADA, Dr. Michael Smith and Carlos Alvarez. Mm-hmm. And in South Bronx at Lincoln Memorial Hospital. And I've been practicing for about 6 years personally. And since I became a trainer and started NADA, I have trained over 500 practitioners in this country. And Simba joined us as a student, and that's how I ended up here today.
So Simba, what would you say, what is your, how come you got so excited about this? You told me one day like, oh, I'm going to start this training about ear acupuncture and it's great for detoxification of addiction. And I was like, okay, that sounds great. And then you got started and you were super excited and you started to practice on everyone here and everyone started to get like really strong experiences. And so Simba, why don't you start sharing with what it was that made this so exciting for you?
I heard about this protocol, I think it was 2000 or 2016. Yeah. And you know, someone was telling me this sunshine story, you know, how about they could sleep better and they got rid of migraines and anxiety. And And I was like, yeah, everyone says that, you know, when they have a tool, everyone says, this is the best thing that happens. This is great. You know, that's what everyone says. And then I didn't do it at the time, right? Because I've always had this fear of needles. It's like been like a childhood thing for a long, long time, right? So I didn't like even seeing a needle would make me nervous. And yeah. Then my...
Me too.
Oh, yeah. And then my good friend and EFT teacher Michael Hetherington said, hey, you know, this, I'm gonna do this training, why don't we do it together? And I said, oh, I've heard about this. And we started talking about it, and I did some more research, and you know, he's already an acupuncturist, so he tried to point on me, and I said, wow, this is so powerful, I just have to share this with people. Like, super efficient, is fast working, and yeah, you can do it pretty much anywhere, right? It doesn't really require anything other than needles, a calm space, and of course you keep it sterile and then you know what you're doing, but it's so easy to do, right? So I was just amazed by the results. And you know, then what's the next step, you know, where do I do it? Because I'm in Thailand and I didn't know of any trainings here. And then yeah, that's how we found you, Warren, and started a training online. And I was a little bit, I'm not sure you can do a training online with this, but I was wrong. I was so wrong. You know, it's so simple and so efficient. Yeah, it's really been an amazing journey so far, and I'm only in the beginning.
So Warren, what would you say is the what stands out really well for you with the NADA? Because you both say like it's a fast way to detoxify like the mind and the body and all of it.
Yeah, you know, besides how quickly it works, it's very powerful for detoxing. You know, there are two types of toxins. There's the physical ones, which are the obvious, you know, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, metals, tobacco, alcohol, objects, bacteria, fungus, virus, parasites. These would be physical toxins. And then there's the non-physical, which are memories, beliefs, traumas, emotions, paradigms. You know, all of these things can form a really toxic mindset. And the mind and the body are inseparable. They're two separate things, but they're completely inseparable. So if the body is not functioning correctly, the mind is not functioning correctly. And I originally went to the US to study this to as a counselor, because I wanted to help the people better because they weren't doing well. You know, my methods needed to change. And I was told about this protocol. I went and studied it in the US. And I arrived there. You know, I personally am a recovering alcoholic and addict. And I was homeless on the streets of Durban 21 years ago because of all of my addictions. And although I arrived in the US clean and sober for many years at that point, I had arrived with broken heart syndrome. I'd had a relationship end and I had a physical pain in my chest. And I couldn't sleep, I couldn't work, I couldn't eat, I couldn't think. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor put me on Prozac, put me on a sleepy pill and a tranquilizer, turned me into a zombie. And so I arrived in the US after being on this medication for a month, and we get to the motel, and the guy who brought me from the airport said to me, "Would you like a treatment?" And I said, "What do you mean here in the motel?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Don't you have to do it in a clinic?" He said, "No, you could do it under a tree next to a river if you want to, as long as you follow the protocol. Make sure you use sterile needles, throw them away in a sharps container, blah, blah, blah." So I said, "Okay, let's give it a bash." And he stuck these needles in my ears. And the following morning, I threw away all the medication that I brought with me to the US because I just felt like I didn't need it anymore. I can't explain that, because I was suffering. I was really in a lot of physical and emotional and mental torment at that stage. And the following morning, it was like I'd stepped into another world. And so I was flabbergasted with this treatment. And then I went to go on and learn, you know, more about the logic and how it works and the continuum of the flow of chi in the body, and how the organs, each specific organ has a specific effect on specific emotions, and how we can change our organ function by becoming excessively emotional in one specific emotion. And that will toxify our organs, and then we can end up with a disease, yep, you know, if we don't detox. Yep. And detox really means to remove the whatever is toxic,
yep,
from this system, from this temple that we inhabit.
Yep.
You know, whether it's physical or non-physical, if you remove whatever is toxic, the body can heal itself, and the mind can heal itself.
Yeah.
We can hear that little voice inside of us that says, "Hey, maybe you shouldn't do that," or "Hey, maybe why don't you try this?" You know, which you're not able to hear with all the noise. I have so many experiences with people that I've treated over the years, people who are about to die within 3 months, and are still alive 9 years later. And so that's how I got involved with it. And since then, you know, gone on to start NADA in South Africa. And initially, I used to teach people one-on-one. And I used to hold courses once a month in Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. And then COVID hit, you know, and I had a course of 27 students booked for the following day, and our president shut the country down. And I had to refund all these students. It almost crippled me financially. And so, but luckily I had a lot of sort of resources that my students could use, and they were accessing it on Dropbox. And I was faced with this challenge. I had pressure to go online. I knew it could be done. I felt in my heart it could be done because it's so simple to learn. But now I had the real motivation. It's either do it or sink, you know. So I created this online course within the space of about 2 or 3 weeks, because I just had to put information into the website that I already had. And then I launched it, and I was getting the same results, if not better results, from my online students than from the people that I taught in person. Because what I found was when you teach a course over a number of days, people retain about 20% of the information, and 80% just gets lost in the void somewhere. And because you've got the online course, people can go anytime and catch up or refresh something. So that's been my experience, and it's been an absolute privilege to be involved in this work in starting NADA in South Africa and having great students like Simba.
That sounds amazing. Wow. Could you share a little bit more about the benefits that you see and the results that you get in people? And so we work with detox as well. So we also work with the physical and the emotional and the spiritual detox, like the what you said in the beginning, that we're not, it's not separate. It's all one unit. So that's why I'm super curious to hear more about how you look at that and how you feel the ear acupuncture works and what kind of results that people are getting.
Okay. Well, I think it's very important for me to prepare anybody that I treat by getting them to understand their vantage point. Mm. You know, the first question I'll ask them is, where are you inside your body? If I had to look for you with a microscope, where would I find you? You know, people have never been asked that question most of the time. And they say, well, I think I'm in here, or I think I'm in here, or in my stomach. And I say, okay, yeah, that's partly correct. But where is your mind? If I look for your mind, where would your mind be? You know? And they go, well, in here. And that's what most people would say, because we see from here, we smell, we taste from here, and we hear from this section. If we close our eyes and imagine it happens, it seems to happen in here. And then I say, okay, are you your mind? And then, yeah, I think so. I say, okay, are you your feelings? And then they go, yeah, I think so. Are you your memories? And these are very, very important questions for people to really understand when it comes to detoxing the mind and the emotions, is to realize that ultimately we are the chooser, and we are the observer. We observe our minds, we observe our thoughts, we observe our feelings, but we inhabit this whole thing that we call the body. We're everywhere inside the body, and we're nowhere. It's another beautiful paradox. So I start people off with that vantage point. Understand that you need to become the observer and observe what's going on. Take control of your mind, your emotions, observe it. Before I stick needles in people, because when the needles go in, things start coming up. People will detox sadness. They'll cry for 45 minutes, the way the lungs are holding on to sadness.
Mm.
I had a woman who had breast cancer, and the doctors wanted to do a double mastectomy. And the cancer had metastasized from her breasts to her lungs, to her liver, to her intestines. And they said, listen, we need to cut now if we're going to save your life. And I said to her, just give me 2 weeks and ask the doctors if you can wait 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks and let's try AccuDetox and a couple of things. And that's what we did. Removed sugar from her diet, put her on an alkaline foods diet, gave her sodium bicarbonate, pharmaceutical grade, twice a day. She hated it. She was so addicted to sugar. And then I put the needles in. And she cried for 45 minutes for the first session. On the third session, she detoxed rage.
Mm.
I mean, for some people who are a bit religious, they might say this was a demon manifesting. But really what it was suppressed rage. And her story was she had been abandoned by her mother at the age of 12. She went to go live in Germany with her aunt. Her 14-year-old cousin introduced her to heroin. She became a sex worker and then was physically abused and sexually abused and had been to prison and had abortions. And it was terrible. She had so much rage towards her mother and towards men. And when I stuck these needles in, she was as thin as a waif. She'd been on chemo for 6 weeks and radiation therapy, and there was no response. She had no hair. She stood up. She held herself up with her arms and roared like a lion. Her husband's eyes just went like this. And I thought, what is this that I'm seeing? I said, oh, this is rage. And I just put my hand on her shoulder gently and I said, it's okay. This is just rage. It's okay. And she looked at me with these wild eyes and her husband didn't know what to do. And I said, it's okay. It's okay. Just relax. This is just rage. Don't worry. And then she cried and then she started to get better. Mm. You know, I had a woman who was paralyzed in a wheelchair from mercury poisoning. She played with mercury. Like a toy, you know, she didn't, the knowledge that mercury is toxic had not entered into her experience. So she had no knowledge of this. So she played with it and it paralyzed her and her legs were swollen and solid. She couldn't wear shoes anymore because her feet and ankles were so swollen. Her husband had spent everything that they had on trying to get her to walk again. And I put her on a liver detox and just gave her the acupuncture. And after 15 treatments in total, she was walking, she was pain-free, and she's wearing shoes again, and her legs were supple. Wow. And she came out in three-headed boils on the inside of her thighs, which wasn't pleasant. She said it was disgusting, it was uncomfortable, it was painful, but she would do it again. And she said to me, oh, I think we're done. You know, at the end of 15 treatments, I said, what do you mean? She says, well, I'm feeling great. I don't feel like I need any more. I said, okay, well, that's great. And ultimately, it's the client who tells us when treatment should stop because they're happy with the results. And I had a man who'd lost his wife, sadness in the lungs. He was 72 years old, and he had emphysema. He had 3 months to live. He was a chain smoker. He smoked 60 cigarettes a day for more than 40 years. And I put the needles in him. There wasn't an immediate response. But the following morning when he came in, he said to me his urine smelled like nuclear waste.
Yeah.
And he could lie on his right-hand side for the first time. And this was his last option, is his only option, because the pulmonologist told him to prepare to leave in a room surrounded by machines, suffocating like a fish out of water, because there's nothing more we can do for you.
Wow.
And that was 9 years ago, and he's still alive. and it increased his blood oxygen level from 70% up to 94%. And yeah, it increased his lung capacity. I think, you know, just short of 30% increase in lung capacity, just from 30 treatments. I saw him every day for a month. So yeah, the spiritual side is profound.
Yeah.
We carry a lot of trauma. Most of the time we don't even remember, especially if it's a bad trauma and we can't process it, we're going to repress it. So every single one of us is carrying around a trauma. It might be from the time your father flushed a goldfish down the toilet,
yeah,
because the goldfish died. And as a child, you can't process that sadness. You're told, oh, well, this is death for the first time in your life. I'm talking from personal experience. And now you're not going to see your friend again. And you want to cry, but you're told, come on, cowboys, don't cry, you know. And so as a boy, you can't cry, you're not allowed to cry. And so you carry around all the sadness. And your lungs are going to become diseased. They're going to become weak. In his case, his wife had died 2 years prior, and this was really the downfall of his health. It wasn't really the smoking. It was the sadness, and then a physical detox to help detox the lungs. I have so many stories like this that I've gathered over the last 16 years. You mentioned migraines. I think it was before we started chatting. I had a woman who lost her job because of migraines. And migraines can be caused by the blood that's too thick. And it's the liver's job is to thicken and to nourish the blood. In her case, she had a huge anger towards her father, just poisoning her liver, just making her blood too thick. It was giving her migraines. And all I did was acu-detox her and speak to her about forgiving her dad. And after 12 treatments, she got her job back and she was migraine-free. So, you know, the human being is an incredible machine. I call it a machine that we inhabit. It works on electricity, it works on chemicals, and it's a memory storage device. We store memories here and in our physical hearts and in every molecule and every organ in our bodies. And some of them need to be deleted. Some of them need to be released. All of them need to be detoxed.
Yeah.
And you do have to have an empowering perspective. So counseling is such an important part of sticking needles in people, because they need to be guided. They need to discover an empowering perspective of their lives and of their past and of their traumas. You know, people will tell me a trauma and they'll say, "Why me?" I say, "Why not you?"
Yeah.
So what? So what that happened to you? You know. So what? You can choose that perspective. So what? You know, and say, "Wow, that happened to me. So what? You know, let me carry on life and enjoy it."
Yeah,
you know? powerful perspective for sure.
Yeah,
I just realized we haven't actually said what nada is.
Oh, yeah.
They might have figured it out because you talk about needles and acupuncture, but
well, nada is the National Acupuncture Detoxification Association, which was started in the U.S. in the late 60s, early 70s. The protocol was brought back to the U.S. by Dr. Mutulu Shakur, who coincidentally, or by grand design, is Tupac, the late Tupac Shakur's stepfather.
Oh, and okay.
He was a revolutionary. And because he went to China to go and study this, he was labeled as a terrorist. And he spent 37 years in prison. He was only released last year on compassionate grounds. because of ill health, you know. And after he brought this to the US, it was then taken up by Dr. Michael Smith and Lincoln Memorial Hospital. And they just started working in the community, because at that time, the streets of New York and Brooklyn and Harlem and the Bronx were just flooded with crack and heroin. Mm. People were dying like flies. And they just started sticking needles in people. And people liked it. And they wanted more. And they kept coming back. And before Michael Smith knew it, he couldn't cope. And so he trained porters in the hospital. He trained admin staff and volunteers, and just to cope with the numbers of people that were coming. You know, there were sometimes 1,000 people a day coming into the clinic on an outpatient basis. Yeah. And just having acute detox. Mm-hmm. No verbal interaction. There was counseling available if people wanted it, but just come and detox. And it worked. And, you know, in the first year that they incorporated the NIDA 5-point protocol, so it's 5 needles in each year. In the first year that they incorporated this as part of a diversion treatment program in New York, out of the 1,613 crack addicts that were diverted to the program, 16 reoffended, which is less than 1% failure rate. That's what got me to America. I wanted my clients to be successful like that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see any more people dying.
Yeah.
And it spread from there. Now NIDA is in more than 40 countries.
Mm.
There's more than 30,000 practitioners worldwide, more than 3,000 clinics that incorporate the NIDA protocol for treating addictions, depression, anxiety, stress, ADHD, bipolar disorder, and of course, smoking cessation, help people quit smoking, and then treating the physical illnesses, diseases, you know, because it's such a powerful physical detox as well. Because it's treating the spiritual, the mind, and the physical, there's a profound effect on the physical health. And that's NIDA, and that's where NIDA comes from.
Wow, I'm so excited. I want needles every day now.
I've been trying.
You've been trying. You should have brought Warren on earlier.
I should have.
So what is it that it makes it so efficient with addiction?
Well, first of all, it's nonverbal. Yeah. You know, sticking needles in people is nonverbal. And traditionally, addiction treatment is very confrontational.
Yeah.
And it requires a lot of verbal interaction and trying to convince people or trying to force people to do something that they actually don't want to do. You know, people who are an alcoholic or addict, they want to carry on doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
They can see that it's harming them, but they just don't know how to get rid of the wanting to do it, you know. And you can go through years of counseling and not get a good result.
Yeah.
And in a nonverbal way, stick 5 needles in each ear and have a profound effect on a person who is addicted to a substance.
Yeah.
So it can also be used for withdrawal. In fact, it was originally discovered by Dr. Nguyen in Hong Kong, and he was trying to treat heroin addicts from the cravings and withdrawal symptoms of heroin. And he experimented with ear acupuncture, and he wrote an article which was published in the New York Post, which Michael Smith saw. And that's how Michael Smith got involved. So it really helps with the withdrawal symptoms and the cravings if people can have enough access to it.
Yeah.
You know, heroin withdrawal is quite hard. So that's more of an inpatient facility. Yeah. benzodiazepines. It's almost impossible to stop benzodiazepines, tranquilizers, especially if you're taking multiple tranquilizers on a daily basis for a prolonged period of time. Yeah. Your nervous system is going to be so suppressed that when you stop, it's going to feel like you're having a permanent anxiety attack.
Yeah.
So to help people get off of benzodiazepines, it's very, very strong, as long as they get enough access, you know. Yeah. The other drugs like cocaine and crack cocaine, that's more of a psychological, not really a physical withdrawal. Cannabis, you know, cannabis, what people don't understand is it suppresses anger. And when people try to stop cannabis, all of a sudden they realize, oh my goodness, I'm addicted. I can't stop because I can't cope without it. And this anger comes out, which is why a cannabis smokers will say, hey man, what's the problem with weed, you know? I don't get into fights and arguments when I smoke weed. It's just chill. You know, it's not, that's alcohol's buzz, man. Alcohol people, they fight and, yeah, well, it's chilling you out because it's suppressing your anger. So helping people detox the anger from, you know, cannabis smokers. And it also detox their lungs because the tar content is four times higher than cigarettes. So for cannabis. So how does it help addicts? Well, you know, and all the psychiatrists in New York will tell you this. If they can just help people relax and calm down, that's 90% of the problem solved.
Yeah.
You know, because when people come into addiction treatment or when they come in for anxiety treatment or whatever, people come in and they're in fight or flight mode. Their sympathetic nervous system is so inflamed and so hyped up. And the first needle we put in is the sympathetic, which relaxes the sympathetic nervous system and activates the parasympathetic nervous system. So it takes people straight out of fight or flight and puts them into rest and recovery.
Yeah.
You know, and I just constantly hear this from people after a treatment. I'll say, so how are you feeling? And they go, oh, pretty relaxed. And I'll say, okay, when was the last time you felt this relaxed? And then the eyes go up and then they go, oh, I can't remember. I say, don't you think that's interesting that you can't remember when was the last time you were this relaxed? Do you think this is useful for you? And they go, wow, man, I can't believe it. You know, I can't believe how relaxed I am. And they sleep well. Mm. You know? And the more treatment you have, the better the results. Obviously, there's a compounded effect because now you're listening to your mind. You're responding instead of reacting because you're in a relaxed state of being, in a calm state of being. So it's a lot easier to counsel people after a treatment because they're more centered and they're not reactive, they're responsive. So, yeah, in terms of treating addiction, it's very, very powerful. There's a lot of rehabs that use it as part of their part of the treatment and for relapse prevention because it's an excellent stress release. You can't get rid of stress. You know, the stressor will always be there in your life.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to go back to that lousy boss. But, you know, when you, but if we can get the body to release the effects of stress on your body and mind, that's really going to improve the quality of people's lives. And you know, that's why it's such a powerful little, and it's so simple to learn.
It feels very hopeful and encouraging. So we are in a closed container here. When they come and stay with us, they stay for X amount of days, weeks. And so Would you say that it would be beneficial to do it quite often when you're in a closed container, when you have like emotional support, traumatic support, and private sessions? And, you know, we have a whole group setting and private sessions.
Well, it depends on how many people are in the center. Yeah. You know, it can be difficult for inpatients or closed environments to incorporate it as part of their treatment program, especially if you have more than 20 clients, because to put the needles in 20 people's ears,
yeah, takes time.
One after the other is going to take you an hour.
So we have four spots.
No, well, then I would do it every second day.
Every second day,
and offer it, you know, offer it as much as possible.
You know,
a heroin addict's not going to complain if you do it five times a day, because it's going to stop them from wanting to leave. And it's going to take away the discomfort. So they don't mind if their ears are a little bit sensitive from pricking, you know, five times a day. But people who are not that riled up or toxic, they sometimes say, oh, my ears are a bit sensitive because you've been doing it too often. And I say, well, you know, do you want to walk again, or do you want to not die? It's okay if the ears are a little bit sensitive. You just rub them. You know, that's just a stagnation of chi on those points, and just gently rub it and you'll disperse it. The treatment is not painful at all. And when you put the needle in, if people do experience any discomfort, it's directly related to their level of toxicity, whether it's physical or emotional. So, and that's how we measure how people are improving, is that over time, the treatment becomes painless.
No,
it's true.
So the
more people have it, eventually they're going to get to the point where they're sorted and there's no pain. And you'll notice that the discomfort will jump from one point to the next. One day the liver point is sore, the next day the lung point is sore, but not sore to the extent of a hypodermic needle. Because nothing's being sucked out of you and nothing's being forced into your body. And the needles are much, much thinner. So I would do it as much as possible, but more than three times a week is excessive. People that I treat with very serious mental or physical illnesses, I would do three times a week. Stress management, whenever you feel like it, you know. If you're feeling stressed and you want to come in for a treatment.
Yeah.
You know, we can deal with that and you can go home relaxed. So it really depends on the person. And sometimes you can be limited by budget constraints.
Simba, do you have any questions? I've been later on to... Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
It was pausing on it.
Okay.
Well, I was wondering, what would you say needles compared to the seeds, right? Because we have the seeds or the magnets that we also put on the back of the ears, or I even see some people put them on the front as a complementary between the sessions to prolong the effect. What would you say is kind of the difference between the two in terms of efficiency, right? Like, is one more potent? It's one more potent for long term. How would you kind of compare those two?
Well, chi is what? Chi is energy, and energy is positive and negative electrical charges. It's the flow of electricity in our bodies. And we can stimulate that with lasers, light. We can stimulate it with electromagnetic field, which is magnets. We can stimulate it with electricity. We can stimulate it with touch, pressure, massage, and we can stimulate it with sound, you know, vibrations, frequencies. We can stimulate it with words. Words have frequencies, they have energy attached to them, positive or negative. but we can also stimulate needles. And I found that words and needles are the most powerful thing. Mm-hmm. You can't replace the needles. I've tried to. I used the needle, a very, very expensive laser tool from Germany, which cost about 800 euros, around there. It's quite expensive. And although it might be painless, I didn't get the same results as what I would get with needles. And needles are cheap. They're very, very cheap, very accessible. Magnets, there are different metals have a different effect on the body. So gold will tonify. In other words, it'll stimulate positive electrical charge. Silver sedates, so yin or negative electrical charges. Stainless steel, titanium, homeostasis, that's what it creates. So we use specific magnets for smoking cessation and for treating depression, anxiety, stress, ADHD, which goes on the back of the ear. That has a specific electromagnetic strength, and it has a specific metal, which is gold. And the effect on kids with ADHD is it calms them down. So when it comes to treating the actual points that we use in between treatments, I would use seeds. I would use the vicarious seeds, which are not the actual plant material. It's seed from a plant with a small plaster to put pressure on the points. That pressure is enough to stimulate the points in between treatments. And you don't really actually even need to. For what we do, you don't need to stimulate the points in between treatment unless you've got someone that you need to be seeing three times a week that can only see you once a week. Then we can think about complementing the points. I would use, you could get titanium, little balls, very small, on plasters. And I would use those on the spine points for people who have, spinal fusion or disc compression. I've had excellent results with pain reduction using the titanium balls. So each has their own function. Each metal has its own function. But to be honest, you can't replace the needles.
No.
You can't.
No.
That makes sense. All right. Simba, do you have any final questions?
Yeah, I was wondering if someone's watched this, right? And they say, wow, I want to learn this. How do they learn from you? How do they get in touch with your program and learn what it is that you're doing?
Oh, it's quite simple. Just go to acudetox.co.za and click on courses, and it'll take you straight to our course website, and then look for the online NADA certified acupuncture detoxification practitioner course, and click on it, check out, and you have immediate access. Online course can take you 2 days or 2 years to go through. It's really up to you. There's no time limit, and you've got full-time, a lifetime access. And once you're done with that, you can then start your practicals. The practicals, you have to treat a certain amount of students, volunteers. Again, no time limit. And I supervise that through general supervision, which means I don't have to be present. And the reason for that is it's a risk-free protocol. Yeah. There's never been a malpractice suit in more than 40 years, in more than 40 countries, more than 30,000 practitioners, hundreds of millions of treatments.
That's amazing.
So it's very safe. Even if you miss a point, you can't cause any damage. Yeah. Just be stimulating the chi in that part of the body, which is a good thing because it's going to disperse anything that's stagnating there. So, that's how you go through the course. And once you've completed the online course and the practical, There's an online exam where you treat a certain amount of people in a certain amount of time. There's no written exam. It's a practical exam. And if you pass that, you're a practitioner.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, this was wonderful.
Now I'm going to ask for needles 3 times a week.
I'll be more than happy. I get my practicals in.
I'm going to ask my wife for some tonight.
Okay, thank you so much, Warren. And for those who listen, if you want to come to Chiang Mai and get needles 3 times a week at our retreat from Simba, working through any physical, emotional, spiritual adversities, it's interesting with this particular with the nada, because we are also working with deep detoxification of the whole body mind spirit connection. So this is a fantastic complementary to our existing practices. So yeah, you can tune in on livingwiththespirit.com or just write us on any social media if you have any questions about our retreat or anything like this. So we wish you a great day. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Maybe I'll visit you in winter.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, come visit. It would be nice and cold.
Colder than now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Ciao. Thank you.
Ciao.